Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel Ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Nun. Now we'll start the shiur with the Gemara of Mem Tesamid Beis, Benegea the Alochis of Bikum Imum, which is Ben Bagbag's Breise, the Tanya, Ben Bagbag Oimer, Minayi Le Tomid, Shetom Biku Dalet Yomim Koidim Shchita. The Tomid needs to have a Bikum Imum for 4 days. The Gemara learns after the pasuk Tishmeru Lehakel Li B'Moyadoi Ulealon Oimer V'Oyo Lochem LeMishmeres by the Korban Pesach Mala Alon just by the Korban Pesach Tom Biku Abo Yomim, because they bought the Korban on the 10th of Nisan and the Akrovas HaKorban was on Yud Dalet the 14th. So too the Korban Tomid has Aloche of Biku Mimum Abo Yomim Koidim Shchita, and this is what the Gemara discusses. Therefore, in the Lishko, they always had Shishot Loim, like we'll explain later on in the Gemara in Nuno Med Aleph. Now, in the Ika Alochis of Bikum Imum, we find many different Machlokes Rishonim, in interesting points in the Gede of the Din of Bikul. We'll mention a few of these Machlokes on Biktoria. The Yesoid, to understand the Yesoid Halocha, we hear that there's a Din of Bikum Imum, we have to check the Behima, it doesn't have a Mum, for 4 days before the Shechita. The first Shaila is, what exactly are the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizborim, supposed to be doing during these 4 days to checking over this Korban? Rashi says in Psochim, Tzadik Vavo Medalev, Tevamaschel Mishmeres, that the Kohanim and the Gizborim, they're mechuyev to check the Korban when they buy the Korban straight away, before they put it into the Lishka. And so too, on every day of these 4 days, they have to do a Biku, they have to check the Behemah to make sure it didn't get any mum. Even though it's a loch of chazokas, normally we can rely on chazokas, that it didn't have a mum yesterday, it's not going to get a mum today. There's a loch of biku of 4 days of biku mimum. We have to actually go and check over the behemah again every single day for 4 days. This is the shit of Rashi, the pashtus of the Gemara, that it didn't biku mimum for 4 days. But the loshon of the Rambam is in Tmidim Umusofim, at the beginning in Perik Aleph Alochetes, says the Rambam at the beginning when you put the tle, the kvosim, into the Lishko, we have to go be boidek mikol mum. The achakach says the Rambam, mashir yetzle le mishmeres, I should be muchon dalet yomim, koidem ha'akrovet. The Rambam doesn't mention any other checking of the mum, and the Rambam says it's enough, as long as it's guarded in the Lishko, and the korban is ready for the person to be makriv, for the kohanim to be makriv the korban, anytime they want, they can be makriv it. So for 4 days, this korban is waiting to have its akrover. This is the din of Tishmeru Lahakiv Li B'Moyadoi, but the actual checking from the mum was only right at the beginning before he put it into the Lishka. Says the Rambam, so too, when he takes it out of the Lishka just before the Shechita, he does another Bedika at the end. And this is that the Mishnah says in Tomid, Lamed Domed Beis, that you koidem na Shechita, you do a Bedika ba'avukos shel or, we do another Bedika before the Shechita. But the din Bikum Imum of Dalet Yomim, the Rambam's shitta is, there's no actual bedika going on. We don't check for 4 days. We check right at the beginning, and another one just before the shechita. But during the Dalet Yomim, this is a halacha that has to be mishmeres. It's you guard the behemah in the Lishka, they shouldn't get any mum. But there's no actual bedika going on. This is a machlekes, we have the first machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. The second shaila is, pashtus, the dim biku mimum of Dalet Yomim, has nothing to do with the kedusha of the korban, and one can bemes take a behemah of chulin, and you're only going to be makriv the korban and be makdish the korban later on, and we can already start doing this process of bedika mimum already when the behemah is chulin. The chayyur Rashi by us is mavur like this. Rashi discusses in the Gemara's kasha of iket safir the chad b'shabata. Rashi's gisa who our gisa in the Gemara the iket safir the tlosa b'shabata. Explains Rashi that l'chira we're going to have another korban for the Tomid Shel Bein Arba'im. Says Rashi, but later on after Shabbos, on Sunday, then we do not need to look for more korbanos, because the Kohanim, the Gizborim, they will look on Sunday to go and find the Behima, which has already been mevuka mimum, dalet yomim, it's already been checked for 4 days. Tosfos later on in Nun Amud Aleph says clearly in Devar Maschil Mikol Mokoyim, that there were people who used to sell to the Gizborim, ready checked, Tloim already checked Kvosim, and these Tloim already checked from the Mum for 4 days. But maybe you see over here in Rashi and Tosfos Mefurish like this, that even before the behemah is kodesh, the behemah, the gezborim haven't even bought the behemah, there's not even a kedushas domim yet, afal pikein, even so, we can already be mekayim the halacha of tishmur la'akili b'mayadoi, the bikum imum, dalid yomim can take place already earlier when the behemah is bichlal not kodesh. Lemaisa Rashi says so also in Psochim, a few other places we find this in Rashi, in Psochim Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, at the end of the Masechet Lech Vosei, so to the Piskei Rid over there in Psochim, they all say that the Din Bikur can be in Niskayim also when the behemoth is Chulin. But the Turi Evin in Megillah in Choftesam at the base, he's very marich to go and be Miyasid, the Al-Koponim Yishitas Rambam, that the Din of Hekdesh is Ma'akiv in the Din of Bikur Mimum. The Din of Tishmur Lahakil Bibamoyadoi tells us that we have to first have a Korban which is Kodesh. It has the Kedusha of a Tomid, and the Kedusha of the Tomid afterwards, you have a Din of Bikur Mimum for 4 days. But we cannot do this Bikur Mimum before the behemah is Kodesh. And he explains that over here in our Gemara, we're going to always have to make sure that the behemah is already Kedushim, already Kodesh, and therefore we put them into the Lishka, and we have 6 Tiloim in the Lishka, or Kunt Adushanim 8 Tiloim in the Lishka, besides the Yom HaShchita, in order that we should always be able to have the Bikur Mimum after the Tiloim already Kodesh. Therefore, we do not have a possibility to go and go over to any person in the street to go and get a tle which is chulin and to go and buy a ready checked tle. This is the shit of the Turi Evin, many places, and he asks from a few cases where the beginning of the year, where we have to have truma chadosha, the halacha is we have to go and use new money, Rish Chodesh Nissan, like the Mishnah say, beginning of Shkolim. And he asks, since we're only using the truma chadosha from Rish Chodesh Nissan, that we're buying the tle only today, which tleim did they use on the first few days of Nissan, since they haven't yet been checked from a mum for 4 days after the Hekdesh? And this is the Arichas of the Turi Evin, is the Shitta, Mechudish the Geshitta, that the din of Bikur Mimum is only after the Hekdesh. But we said that the Pashas of the Yishonim is not like this, and the Chiyo Yashi and Tosef Balsan the Sugi is Mefurish, that even before the Hekdesh, we can be Mekayim the din Bikur Mimum. Another Marimokim the Mitzbeison is Marich with the Shaila in Shvuris Yudom Mitzbeis. Now a third Shaila, which is the Chiyo Pashas of Mefurish Gemorin Sukkah, is the Nidden in the Rishonim and the Achronim a very widely discussed Shaila. This halacha of Ben Bagbag, there's a din of Bikur Mimum for Dalet Yomim, being by Pesach, being by Tomid. Is this halacha of Bikur Me'akiv? What would be if the Gizborim did not check the Behemah for 4 days, and they were Makiv the Behemah on the Mizbeach, and the Maisei came out, Klapishmaya Galia, that there was no Mum, the Behemah did not have any Mum, we checked the Behemah, and we saw the Behemah didn't have any Mum. So they were not over Hakrovas Balmum. Do we say that since Lemaisa the Korban wasn't a Balmum, Mamela the Korban is kosher? Or do we say Lemaisa there's a Locha, Gzeis HaKosuv, we have to have a Din Bikur, Mimum, of 4 days? And since they weren't Mekayim this Alocha is Ma'akiv. Now the Pashtas HaGemori in Sukkah, Membesom Ad Aleph is, in the Sugi over there of Torah Bidva Mitzvah, the Gemori brings down the shit of Reb Yosi, that if a Kohen takes a Korban Tomid on Shabbos, and he shechs the Korban Tomid without any Bikur, Mimum, he's chai v'chatos. The pashtus of the Gemara is that he's chai v'chatos because the korban is possible, even in a case where the korban was lemaisa not a balmum. Because even though that he was min over the is of akrovas balmum, but the korban is possible because he didn't have a din bikum imum. Tosfos over there, Divrei Maaseh She'enoi, says this clearly, that afilu nimtzotam, he's also going to be chai v'chatos because the din of bikum is me'akev. So the way Tosfos understands the Gemara in Sukkah, this is a mefurish Gemara, that the din of Bikur Mimum is Ma'akif. But Rashi in Psochim, Ayin Aleph from the base, the Vamaschil Shochtoi, Rashi over there says that if someone shechs a Korban Pesach without any Bikur, and afterwards he finds that the behemah was Be'emes a Balmum, then he's Chai V'chatos on Shabbos. If he did his Shechita on Shabbos, he's Be'emes Chai V'chatos. Says the Izurah in Chilek Beis, Simirish Tezayin, later on also in Simirish Chofches, he says, why does Rashi say that later on he was found to be a Balmum? L'chayya, even in a case where he found the behemah to be a tam, he's also going to be chayv echatos, since there's a din of biku which is ma'akev. Says the Yisroel, it's mavur in Rashi, that Rashi holds up the eved, the din bedika is not ma'akev, and Mamela, if he wouldn't have been a balmum, he's not going to be chayv echatos, because it's a kosher korban with the eved, he's only got din of a bedin lechatchila to go and check mimum, it's not ma'akev, and Balkochach, we're going to have to go and say that the Gemara in Sukkah, which we said, Rabbi Yosi If he shechts a common tomid on Shabbos without any biku, that it's chayv chatos, is discussing a case where later on he found the behemoth to have a mum. And in this case, he's going to be chayv chatos because the behemoth's posel, because the behemoth is a bal mum. But any chanami for to be a tam, it's not me'akiv. Many achrinim say that the Rambam's shita is in Tumidim Musafim, Perik Aleph, Alochetes. Also, like Shitas Rashi, that the din of biku mimum is not me'akiv. This is the Kapis Tumorim over there in Sukkah. Membeis on the Aleph, so to the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Hei, Oisbeis, the Gvuris Ari, the Shagis Ari, and Tainis, Choftes on the Aleph. They all say that the Rambam, the Chir, is also Mashma, like Rashi, even though the Pashtus of the Gemara in Sukkah Membeis on the Aleph is like Toisvis, that the Din of Bikum Mimum is Ma'akif. And one more Marmokim is Marsham in his Chuvis. He has a Chuva about the Shaila in Chilik Vov, Similamet Ches, and he brings the Rai from Psochim Mem Zayin to Shitas Rashi, that Be'emes is not ma'akiv the din biku mimum, and only if you find it to be a balmum, then the korban is going to be possible the eved. But if it's a tam, then Be'emes is din is not ma'akiv. So Kaponim, this is the third machlikus Rishonim we have over here, Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah. If the din biku mimum is ma'akiv, or it's only a din lechatchila. These are the three nidoinim discussions of year, which is why they discuss in the Achrin in many places. If the gedder of the din biku mimum means you have to check it, actually checking every single day, like Rashi says, or like the Rambam, we only have to check it once and leave it in the lishka for 4 days and again before the shchita. The second shaila was if you have to do a biku mimum when it's ready kodosh. And the third shaila is if the din biku mimum is ma'akev, which is the pashtus of the Gemara in Sukkah, Membeis Amed Aleph. In this last nekuda of biku mimum, which is ma'akev, this brings us to discuss a different shaila, the fourth nidin in the Gemara, which is this Gemara is mefurish that is a din biku mimum by the korban Pesach, so too by the korban Tomid, whereas other korbanos do not have this halacha. It's mefurish so in the Gemara in Beitza Chof Amid Aleph. The din biku mimum is only said by the korban Tomid, which is learned from the korban Pesach, but not by other korbanos. Even though the Gevurah Sari, at the beginning of the fourth parak of Tainis, he asks, since we learn from the word Tishmeru, Lechera, we should learn from the all Korbanos from the Korban Tomid, like we find over there in Tainis, La Locha of Amido ala Korban, we also learn all Korbanos out of Tomid, why Legabe the Locha of Biku Mimum, for 4 days do we say that this Halocha is only in the Korban Tomid, and not by any other Korban. So he discusses so too the Sefer, which is Menyuchas to the Rajba, by us in the Gemara also asks this Shaila, why do we not learn other Korbanos out of the Talmud? But Al-Kaponim, the din is clear, that the din of Biku Mimum Dalet Yomim is only said by the Korban Pesach, and by the Korban Talmud, but other Korbanos is no such halacha. But Be'emes, we find in the Teres Kerenim, at the beginning of Vayikra, a drosha over there in the Teres Kerenim, in Dibur Din Adover, Perek Aleph, Parshas Segimel, over there Reb Yossi has a new drosha, which is not brought down anywhere in the Bavli. And Reb Yossi over there says Aloch, it says in the Parsha of Oilo, at the beginning of the Parsha's Vayikra, it says, Tomim Yakrivenu. We have to be Makriv the Korban Oilo, Tomim, it has to be a Tam. Says Reb Yossi, we learn out from the word Yakrivenu, that we can also say the word Yivakrenu. We should first check the Korban. Says Reb Yossi, Tomim Yivakrenu, V'achakach Yakrivenu. First we have to check the Korban, and only afterwards the Korban is going to be Kosher la'akrova. This is a drasha which we find in Toyas Kerenim. The Rash and the Ravid, they seem to learn that this halacha is the same halacha of Biku Mimum, which is an Al Gemara by Dalet Yomim, which is the Korban Pesach and the Korban Tomid, and therefore this din is going to be referring to the Korban Tomid, which is also a Oilo, and this is a halacha of Tomim Yakrivenu, Yivakrenu, which should first check the Korban before we makriv it. But the Biskareov al-Atayah over there in Pashas Vayikra, he's medayek from the words of the Rash, that Lechaya, the Rash seems to take on that this din is not just halacha in the Korban Tomid, it's also halacha in every oilo, because the Rash over there has a discussion what will be if they didn't check the Korban, and they were makiv the Korban, is there halacha of olu lo yehudu, do we have to go and take the Korban off the Mizbeach? If it went on the Mizbeach, olu yehudu, olu lo yehudu, and the Rash over there discusses this halacha, says the Biskareov, Lechaya enechanami, the Korban is not kosher for a Tomid, but why is the Korban not going to be kosher, al-Koponim, for a Pasha to Oilas Nedova? Even if we say that the Tomid is going to be Ma'akiv, the Dimbiku, like the Pashtus of the Gemara in Sukkah, we said, Membeis Amed Aleph, Shittas HaTosfos, that if you don't do any bikum imum, this is a ikuv and it's a psul even by the eved. But al kaponim is only a psul in the korban tomid. But the kedusha of the tomid is a kedusha of a oilo. So mameila, even if it's going to be posel, it's not going to be a kosher tomid. Lechayu should still be kosher for the aloche of oilas nedover. Why can it be a oilo like a poshet oilo? So what's a shaila that we should have to go and take it off the mizbeach? Lechayu can have a krove like oilas nedover. And the Biskrov over there discusses maybe there's other reasons, because there's a Hakrova, Koidem Tomei Shel Shacha, or Koidem Psichas Dalsis Ahichol. This is the discussion of the Biskrov over there, and he ends that L'chiria is Mavu and Rash, that this din, Biku, is also by all Korbonois, V'tzor Chiyun. This is the Biskrov's Diuk in the Loshon of the Rash in the Toras Kayanim. Cesar Beryl in Shuri agreed, so too in Chuvas Toras Chesed, in Orechaim, Simchov Beis, and Simchov Gimel. This is the same Yisoid. And the Be'emes is mashma like this already in the Korban Aron, in his Pirush on the Teiras Kohanim, that this halacha of Biku Mimum, which we find in the Teiras Kohanim, is not the same halacha which is discussed in our Gemara. Our Gemara is discussing a halacha of Biku Dalet Yomim. For 4 days we have to check the Korban, which is a halacha by the Korban Pesach, so too by the Korban Tomid, and not by any other Korban. Masha'inki in the Gemara over there, the Toyas Krenim over there, is a new aloha of Tomim Yevakrenu, that there's a din bikum imum for every korban, even though the din is normally Shulai and Chazoka, that maybe it doesn't have any imum, if it's outside, you'd have to go and check everywhere. Says the Toyas Krenim is aloha of Tomim, it is not enough to rely that Mestomi doesn't have any imum, as long as you can't see it by the first glance, you have to first do aloha of biku, and only afterwards is kosher, levake, lehakriv, Tomim Yevakrenu, Ve'achar Kach Yakrivenu. But there's no mention at all in the Teiras Kohanim that this has to be done for 4 days. And this is a Locha Biku one time. This is a Din Biku, which is the Din, Be'emes, by all Korbonos. And this is not Dafka Alocha, by the Korban Tomid, which is Neschadish, extra Alocha. They have to have a Biku Mimum for 4 days. And Be'emes, we find this Yisoid a few times in the Shainus of Rashi. Rashi in Erevin, Kuv Gimel Amad Beis, says that the Tmidim, Ush'ar Korbonis Tzibur, and other Korbonis Tzibur, they used to be mevaker, they used to check in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Tzofnas Paneach, the Rogachov, he asks in his Truvus, Simchal Kufchov Aleph, that L'chayra, only by the Tomid we find it in Bikum Imum. In the Gemara says, only by Tomid, why does Rashi say, Tmidim Ush'ar Korbonis Tzibur? Says the Rogachov, is Mavua Al Korbonim, that there is somewhat a Din Biku by all the Korbonis Tzibur, and by the Tmidim those extra Din of Dalet Yomim, but the Din Biku Al Korbonim is also by all Korbonis Tzibur, and this is Be'emes the Mekor could be from this Teiras Kohanim, like we're saying from the Achronim. Rashi in Tehillim also, Kuf Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Rashi explains the Pasuk of Isru Chag Ba'avoisim, Ad Karnis HaMizbeach, says Rashi, this means that the Zvochim and the Korbonis Chagigois, they were Nekiim, they were clean, and Bedukim Mimum, they already checked from the Mum. So what they used to do with these Korbonis, Hoyukoishin Lekare Mitoiseim, they used to tie them to the beds to make sure that they should stay Boduk from the Mumim, and the Meila, this is the Aloha until they had the Akrova. Rashi says that these Korbonis were Nekiim or Bedukim Mimum, which is also Mashma, that was a Din Bedika. This could be the Din of the Toras Kohanim, by all the Korbonis. Memela says the Toras Chesed, and their Beryl in Shuri agreed, that this Be'emes could be an answer to the Rishonim who say, which said Shitas Rashi, that the Din Bikum Imum of Dalet Yomim is not Me'akiv. We said that they say that only if it was Balmum, then Yichai V'chatos, the Aloche, that's not Me'akiv, and we asked that L'chayu, the Pashtus of the Gemara, is Mashma in Sukkah, Membeis Amed Aleph, that if you shechted the Korban on Shabbos without any Biku, then the aloha is Yichai V'chatos, it's Mashma, even if the behemoth is a Tam. Says the Toras Chesed that the Rashi, according to Shitas Rashi, one can learn the Gemara over there is not referring to the aloha of a Biku Mimum for Dalet Yomim. Even though the Gemara over there is discussing a Korban Tomid, but it could be this is just because that's the only Korban which you makiv on Shabbos. But the din of Tomid is not the aloha of Biku Dalet Yomim, which is ma'akiv. We're discussing a case where the Kohanim shechti the Korban without any Biku at all, and it's ma'akiv mitzad this new aloha of the Toras Kohanim. There's an aloha in all the Korbonos, in Tomid also included, that we have to have a din Biku, and even though it could be a chidush that the din Biku is not ma'akiv of Dalet Yomim, but if you don't check it at all, even one time, then this is the aloha that's ma'akiv, and you're going to be chai v'chatos, even if it's found afterwards being a tam. That's be'emes a big chidush to say that there is a din biku by all the korbonos and sources ma'akev, the meshechochma at the beginning of Vayikra. He writes that there's definitely no ikuv by other korbonos if you didn't check it mimum. And the Teiras Chesed and Ibel want to say maybe this din of the Teiras Koyanim is nu mechudish digger biku of one time, maybe this is ma'akev, even though the din biku mimum of 4 days is not ma'akev. Now the last and final machlokes yishonim in this halacha of biku of Dalet Yomim, which is going to be negeah relevant to the Gemara by us in Nun Amud Aleph, is the machlokes which Rashi has with his rebbes in the Gemara in Erichin Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Rashi brings down his shitta of his rebbes that the din of Dalet Yomim, the 4 days, how do we count these 4 days? Rashi says we count them that if the Behema had already a biku on the first day on Sunday, then he's going to be mukhan nishchita, he's ready for shchita on the 4th day on Wednesday, because these are the 4 days, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Mamela is going to be ready for shchita ready on Wednesday. And this is the shit of Rabbeinu Gershom Ba'Elson Nesugia, like we'll see later on in Daf Nun Amud Aleph. But Rashi over there says, Alechir, this is very shver, because since the Makor of the Korban Tomid needing Biko 4 days is learnt out from the Korban Pesach, and by Korban Pesach we know it's Mekhoi, but also they bought the Korban on the 10th of Nisan, and they were only shechted the Korban on the 14th. Says Rashi, this is Behemoth 5 days. Memeila Lechoya, if you're going to check a Korban Tomid on Sunday, he's only going to be ready to Shechita on Thursday. So Memeila, says Rashi, the Gemara who says always Dalet Yomim means Milvad Yom HaShechita. Besides the day of the Shechita, we have to wait another day in order to go and Shechtim on Thursday. We have to have 4 full days. And on the 5th day, on the Yom Hei, then we can go and Shechtim, just like the Korban Pesach. And Rashi Cheshbins later on, we'll see in the Gemara, the din of Biku, of Dalet Yomim, and therefore the Lishka, how many Teloim, it depends on the Dalet Yomim, how do we count these 4 days? If the 4 days is included in the Yom HaShechita, or without the Yom HaShechita. Behemes Rabbeinu Gershom himself, later on, he says the reason why the Behemah is already Roi L'Shechita B'Yom Dalet, is because Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi, even though there's a din that has to be checked from the mum the whole 4th day, so L'Chayra should only be ready on the next day, says Rabbeinu Gershom, no, because it's Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. So Ramele, it could be that Behemes will learn out from Pesach to the Tomid that it has to have 4 full days. But the din is Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. We just have to understand that L'Chayra Yibazei, by the Korban Pesach also, why do we not have Alocha Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi, and they should be able to be by the Korban Pesach on Yud Aleph, on the 11th of Nisan, and then on the 14th, there should be a Kiyom of Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi, we should have, just like the Korban Tomid, and this is the Chayr Nichlal included in Rashi's Kasha in the Gemara in Erichin. Another Ha'orah we can ask on Rabbeinu Gershom is from the Gemara in Tomid, which we mentioned earlier, Lamed Omid Beis, the Gemara over there says, the Mishnah, that we have to check the Korban Tomid one more time before the Shechita in the morning, before the Tomid Shel Shachar has his Akrova, then we check it with Avukos Shel Or, we make sure it doesn't have any mum, which is Mashman Isla Nu Chayvas Bedika mentioned in the Mishnah. L'chayr, according to Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rebbes of Rashi, that the din Shechita is taking place on the 4th day, then l'chayr, anyway, we have to check the Behemah, because this is one of the 4 days of checking the Behemah from a mum. What is the Mishnah making a discussion, making a chidush, that we have to have a new biku b'avukos shel or before the Shechita? Of course he has to check the Behemah, because there has to be a biku of Dalet Yomim, and today is one of the days of the din biku. According to Rashi, that we've already finished the 4 days, then Behemis is a big chidush, that even though it already has a biku of Dalet Yomim, there's another aloche that just before the Shechita we have to do a check the Behemah, like the Chaznish says, M'stomet oni din derabonon, like it's mashma in the Mishnah. But according to Rabbeinu Gershom, this meika adin, because this is that today, the Yom HaShechita, is the day number 4, which needs a biku mimum, Dalet Yomim. Unless we say that Rabbeinu Gershom will hold like the Rambam, like we said earlier, that the din biku, the first machlokes, the Rambam shita is, that we do not have to check the Behemah every day, we can just check it at the beginning. Memeila mitzad da alocha biku Dalet Yomim, it's enough that we're looking after the Behemah, we don't check him again. So on that, the Mishnah says the Chiddush is a new din, that before the Shechita, we have to have another din biku. All the Mishnah over there is discussing cases where we have extra Teloim in the Lishka, and they had already Bikur Mimum Dalet Yomim many days already, and they've already had Dalet Yomim Shleimim, and Afal Pikein, even so, there's a din that before the Shechita, even if you already had 4 days Shleimim, we have to do another Bedika Mimum from the Gemara in Tomid, this new Chiddush, that just before the Shechita needs another Bedika. Al Kaponim, this is another Machlekes Rishoni we have over here, in the counting of the 4 days, if this is included in the Yom HaShechita, or only after the Yom HaShechita, then it has a Akrov on the 5th day. Now, after all these Akdomis from the Machlekes Rishonim, we can move over on to the Gemara in Nunam Ed Aleph, the Maskonas HaGemara, the Pshat in the Mishnah of Ein Pechsin, Mishisho Tloim HaMavukorim, Belishkas HaTloim Kedei Lishabes, Ulishnei Yomim Tevim Shalish HaShonah. Now, the Gemara explains the Maskonah, that it's not referring dafke to Shabbos. This is a din always, we have a halacha, that we always have to have shisha tloim mevukorim in the lishkas atloim. The pshat in this gemara over here, Rashi, is mayrich, but lemaitse the loshon of Rashi is very megumgum, there's many mistakes, and the shita mekubetzes, and the bach, and the chiknoson, they have different pshatim how to be magia, the lishenus of Rashi. We'll start with the Rashi in Irchin, Yudaf Yud Gimel, which we discussed earlier, is very clear in how he explains our Gemara. Rashi over there brings down, we said, from his Rebbe's, so to Shittas Rabbeinu Gershom by us, is the din of Biko Mimum Dalet Yomim is included in Yom HaShechita. Memele says Rashi, a Poshet Cheshbon, the Vov Tloim, the 6 Tloim which we have in the Lishko, are Poshet to be Mekayim the Aloche of Biko Mimum Dalet Yomim. Any Tle which we're going to put into the Lishko on Sunday is going to be ready on Wednesday for Shechita, and therefore we have to always make sure we have 6 Tloim in the Lishko. This way we can always have the Tloim be ready on Wednesday. We put in 6, and the Mela, the 2 which we take out on Sunday, we're going to put in on Monday, and those are going to be ready on Thursday. So this goes B'chein Hola, this always continues on. Vov Tloim is also always going to be enough that we should have the din of Bikum Imum Dalet Yomim. Rashi over there says that since he holds that the Din Bikum Imum Dalet Yomim is without the Yom HaShechita, the Tloim which we're going to be putting in a Lishka on Sunday are only going to be ready on Thursday. Memele says Rashi, L'chere, 6 Tloim is not going to be enough. We're going to have 8 Tloim in order to go mi Mekayim the Alocha Bikum Imum Dalet Yomim, because if there's only 6, then when it comes on Wednesday, which Tloim are we going to be using? The ones, the new ones which were placed in the Lishka on Sunday, these are the ones which are going to be used on Wednesday. Says Rashi, this is not the halacha. We have to have 5 days, and the only royal akrova on Thursday. Mamela says Rashi, it always has to be b'emes 8 Tloim. The reason why the Mishnah says in Perichsim Shisha means that even after the Tloim are taken out, the ones which are makriv on Sunday, we still have 6. After the 6 Tloim, after the 2 Tloim have been taken out on Sunday, we have still 6 Tloim left over here in the Lishkas HaTloim, before we put in another 2 in order to use them, these 2 on Friday. This is how Rashi explains over there the Gemara according to his Shitta. Baal Kaponim, both of them are the same idea, these 2 Pshatim in the Gemara. The words which are says in the Mishnah, that there's going to be Shisha Tloim HaMavukorim, says the Shita Mekubetzes by us in Ois Ches, is Bemes Lavdavke, the Tloim are not finished, have not yet finished their Biku, they haven't got Biku of Dalet Yomim. If we look at analyze the Tloim which are now in the Lishko, each one is at a different stage of his Biku. The first ones which we just put in today, they are the 1st day of the Biku. The other 2 have already got 2 days, and the other ones have 3 days, and the last 2, they are 4 days. The way Shittas Rashi is that it's 8 Tloim be'emes in the Lishka. So these are be'emes Tloim ha-mevukoyim, says the Shittas Mekubetzes, is mevukoyim be'miktas. Everyone in his stage, in order to be able to be used later on. But Al-Kapodim, they're never 6 Tloim which are ready to be used. The Loshon of Rashi by us, the way the Bach learns, and the Chiknosan and others explain the Rashi, that Rashi over here has a new pshat, not like he explained in Erichin, and he takes the Loshon of the Mishnah Kipshutri. It says, "In Poichsim Mishisha Tloim Hamavukorim." There's always going to be in the Lishka 6 ready checked Tloim, which are ready now to be used. And there's always going to be these 6 Tloim, ready checked Tloim, waiting in the Lishka to be used for any time. And besides these 6, There's also this mahalach that the Rishonim explained in Erechin, that we're going to, every time we take out two Tloim, we're going to put in another two to replenish the other ones which we just took out. And there's also going to be this mahalach of having another six Tloim, which are going to be in a different Zmanim of the Bikur. Some of them, two of them have a Bikur of 1 day, two of them have a Bikur of 2 days, and so forth. The next two have a Bikur of all the 4 days, the Dim Bikur Miyomim, Dalet Yomim, with the Yom HaShchita. Mamela will come out that this is all besides these six Tloim, which are already Mavuka Dalet Yomim Mimum, and we have altogether, it will come out 12 Tloim. This is the Gisa they have in Rashi, Yud Beis Tloim, because there's a halacha, like Rashi learns the Pashtus of the Mishnah, that besides the ones which we're using the whole time to go and check them, and we're using them later on, or even on Wednesday or on Thursday, according to Rashi, we have also six Tloim always waiting at the side, which are Mavukorin, which are totally ready checked, Mimum Dalet Yomim. And this is Bemis what Rashi asks at the end, that what is the purpose of having this six Tloim waiting in the Lishka? Bishloimer, like the other Rishonim learn, that the six is referring to these ones which you keep on putting into the Lishka, then the reason is for the din of Bikur Mimum, Dalet Yomim. But according to Rashi, why do we have to have six Tloim ready checked 4 days waiting in the Lishka? What is the purpose of these Tloim? And Rashi says, because maybe sometimes we won't be able to find new Tloim which are ready from a mum, so maybe we have six Tloim which are ready, and this will give us some time to go and find new Tloim. Even though L'chaira, we should be able to be using these Tloim to go and check them the whole time while they're going to find more Tloim. There's always a halacha we have to have six Tloim waiting at the side. This is Rashi's Mahalach in Gimel involved Tloim Mavukorin. So these are the Mahalchim over here in the Gemara and the complicated Cheshbonus. And Rashi's Machlekes with the Shoinim, if the word Mavukorin in the Mishnah means Kipshutari, that they already checked and the six waiting at the side, all the Mavukorin means during the Tahalich, while they're being checked, they're being used either on Wednesday or on Thursday. Moving now further on into the Sugya of Chinuch in the Gemara Nun Amed Aleph, the first Gemara discusses the Din Chinuch of the Tomid Shel Shachar, and the Gemara explains that even though they are bonon hold that Lo Yikrivu Tomid Baboike, they still makriv the Tomid Bein Arbayim, but this is only if the Korban, the Mizbeach, was ready Mechunach, but Ad Shelo Nischanech HaMizbeach, we always have to wait for the Tomid Shel Shachar, like we learn out from the Pasuk. It's Mavur in the Gemara Al Koponim, in the case where the Mizbeach was ready Mechunach, it's already had a chinuch, but they weren't makriv the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. Reb Shimon holds as a knas on the Kohanim, like you more explain soon, that the din is that the Kohanim themselves are not allowed to be makriv the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, but the Rabbanon disagree, and the Rabbanon hold there's still a akrova of a Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. Now the Biskerov points out, agav the Zaiting and the Kuda, that L'chaira over here is going to be Muchach in the Gemara. How could there be a hakrova of a Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim before the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar? What is with the Alocha, which we learned earlier in Daf Mem Tes? There's a din of Aleo, Oilo Oilo Yishoino, says in Gemara, the first hakrova has to always be the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. How could we bring a Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim? Says the Biskerov, this is like we explained earlier, that this din either does not apply if there's no hakrova of a Tomid Shel Shachar, only if at the end of the day there's going to be a krov of Tomid Shel Shachar, then there's a halacha that this should be the first one, like we said earlier from the Ravid in Daf Mem Tes. Also, the Biskriyov, since the din of Oilo Oilo Yishoino, he says it's only in the Zman HaTomid, only during the first 4 hours, over here we're discussing by the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, there's no problem of a din of Oilo Oilo Yishoino. Now, Be'emes, over here, we're discussing a korban of a Tomid, there's a third svara one can say, and this is built on the Ramban, which the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Asoga Yud Aleph on the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah, the din, he counts a separate mitzvah of Oleo Hashleim, and also Oilo Oilo Yishoino, and explains the Ramban, the din is that all the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh have to be brought between the two Tumidim. This is a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdosh, that all other korbanos should be in between the Tumidim, in between the Tomid Shel Shachar of the morning and the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim in the afternoon, and in between them, all the other akrovas should take place. And explains the Rabban over there, that's Be'emes all one din, like we said earlier in Daf Mem Tes, this is all one halacha of not being makriv anything before the shachar and nothing after the bina arba'im is a halacha, because all the korbanos have to be brought bein atmidim. This is the din of a loy rishayna. Mamila, according to the Ramban, it's possible to think of a different svara, that over here we're discussing the Tomishal bin Arbaim, he is not included in the klal of Oila Oila Rishoino, that there shouldn't be anything in between, in before the Tomishal Shacha. This is only referring, according to the Ramban, to other korbanos, that they have a halacha, they have to be brought in between the Tmidim. But the Tomishal bin Arbaim himself, he has a halacha, he doesn't have this halacha of Oila Oila Rishoino, that he cannot come before the Tomishal Shacha. Normally, automatically, if he's going to be brought in the morning, al kaponim, he's going to be the Tomei Shel Shachar. But over here, there was no akrav in the morning, al kaponim at the afternoon, there could be a halacha of a Tomei Shel Bino Abayim, because he has got no din to be brought between the Tmidim. He himself is the Korban Tomid Shel Bino Abayim. Mamela according to the Ramban Svarah, L'chiria, this Gemara is moving, we can understand, even without the Chidushim of the Biskirov says, that the din of Oila Oila Yishayna is only if we have a Tomid, or during the Zman HaTomid. L'chay over here we're discussing the Tomid Shel Bein HaArba'im, which Bechlal is not included in the din of other Korbonis which have to be brought between the Tmidim according to the Ramban. Al Korbonim, this is the Machlekes which we have over here between the Rabbonon and the Pshimin. And the Pshimin is Mechadish, a din Knas, a Mechudish Diga Knas, even though the Mizbeach of course is going to have the Tomid Shel Bein HaArba'im. Like the Gemara says, V'chi koyanim chotu mizbeach bottle, but explains the Gemara that Shimon gives the knas to the koyanim who were not makriv the korban tomin shel shachar, they are not makriv the tomin shel bein arba'im, and they have to be brought through other koyanim. And the Gemara discusses that the Shimon is only gives this knas by the korban tomid, but not by the k'toyes, and the Gemara gives reasons why by the k'toyes he does not give this knas. Now, l'chaya, we have to understand exactly the gedder of the knas according to Reb Shimon, because by the Korban Tomid, this is well understood. The halacha is, the Gemara says in Yumer, Chavav Amid Aleph, so to the Rambam in Tmidim Umusofim, Perik Dalet, Halacha Ches, the Paskins, that the way it used to go in the Beis HaMikdosh, there was one pious in the morning, the pious, the girl which they used to do between the Koyanim to see who is being Zoicha to be Makiv the Korban Tomid. He, the Koyanim who were Zeicher in the Tomid Shel Shachar, they themselves also automatically used to do the Akrova of Tomid Shel Bein HaArba'im. There was no two Paisos for the two Tmidim. Anyone who did the Tomid Shel Shachar, he continued on to do the Akrova of the Tomid Shel Bein HaArba'im. Memela, this is very moving, we understand very well, that Reb Shimon says as a Knas, even though these Koyanim should be'emes be Zeicher to do the Tomid Shel Bein HaArba'im, because they were Zeicha in the pious in the morning, but since they were over and they weren't makriv the Korban Tomid in the morning, they lost their zchus, and now automatically we're going to have to make a new pious, a new girl between the Koyanim, to see who should be Zeicha in the Tomid Shel Bein HaArba'im. But l'chaya, the Gemara discusses the Knas of Reb Shimon even by K'toyes, and it seems that the Etzem Knas will apply even by the K'toyes also. L'chaya over there is very shver, because the Rambam Paskins in Tmidim Umusofen over there in Dalet Ches, that there used to always be two Paises for the Ktoyes. The Aktoyes in the morning had one Pais, one girl, and there was a different Pais for the Ktoyes in the afternoon. So L'chaya, this Aktoyes in the afternoon were anyway Zeicha by other Koyanim. So what should be the Knas of the Reb Shimon, that the Koyanim in the morning, since they weren't Makriv their Chilek, they shouldn't be makriv the work k'toyes in the afternoon. Says the Biskriyov L'chay, according to the Rambam, we have to say that the knas would be that this pious, which we're going to make a new pious in the afternoon for the k'toyes, like we do every day, is going to be only with other k'toyanim. And the k'toyanim were zeicha for the k'toyes in the morning, and they were in the oiva, and they didn't bring it. They haven't got zchus to go and enter this new pious for the chadoshim l'k'toyes in the afternoon, even though they haven't yet brought any k'toyes. Mamela, they're also chadoshim l'k'toyes, but they don't have any zchus, they lost their zchus for the k'toyes to go into the pious, to go and enter the agrola of the afternoon, and Mamela, now it's going to be, this is the knas which Reb Shimon would have given by the k'toyes, if not for the svaris of the Gemara, that by the k'toyes he didn't give a knas. But the Ritzvo in Yumad of Chavova Medalef, he's be'emes medayik from our Gemara, and he says, mashma b'menoches tafnun, that seems to be not like the Rambam. And the pious which the K'toyes is done in the morning, they automatically are zeicha to be makta the k'tuyas in the afternoon also. And he asks, the halacha is always chadoshim liktuyas, only the new ones, they can go mi makta k'tuyas and not makta twice. And l'chir over here, every day they're going to be makta in the afternoon also. And the Shittim HaKubet says by us also in Ois Beis, he asks this shayla. And he explains, says the Ritva and the Shitta, that this halacha of chadoshim liktuyas is only referring to the k'tuyas shel shachar. But the k'tuyas shel bein arba'im was done with the same k'ranim of the morning. And these k'ranim, they were b'emes not chadoshim anymore, only by the shachar. So Mamela, according to the Ritva, the diuk from the Gemara l'chir is from this taina, that since Reb Shimon, it seems, would have the same knas by the k'tuyas, is mashma that these k'ranim were zeicha in the morning by the pious of the aktuyas in the morning, they themselves will be makta in afternoon, even without a different pious, and memela the knas would have been that they lost their zchus, will have to make a new pious for the afternoon, just like we said by the tmidim, that they're automatically zeicha if they would have done their din aktuyas like they should have done in the morning. This is how the Ritva learns our Gemara, and the Chiyah according to the Rambam, we have to say that even though normally there is a new pious, but the Knas would have been that they could not enter this new pious of the afternoon. So this is the two Mahalchim we have over here in the Gemara, Pshat in the Knosses of Reb Shimon, by the Todi and by the Ketoyes. Now just to point out, a Mechudish Digishita, we find in the Sifri Zuta is Mashma, that when we have this knas of Reb Shimon, it is not just to these Kriyanim themselves who are not makted Ektoyes. Reb Shimon, the Sifri says, since the Mishmar is at fault, the Mishmar, all these people in the Mishmar, they're standing in the Beis HaMikdosh, and they allowed such a thing to take place that there was no Akrovas, Atomishul Shachar, then all of them are at fault and we move over the Akrova of Bein Arba'im to a different Mishmar. This is how the Zayis Ra'anon explains, the Mogen Avraham in Zayis Ra'anon explains the Pshat in the Sifri Zuta, and it's brought down in Har Ephraim, he quotes this from the Zayis Ra'anon in his Pirish on the Sifri Zuta, that the Din Knas according to Reb Shimon is not just on these Kohanim, but all the Kohanim of this Mishma are at fault, and we move over the Akrovas, Bein Arba'im, to the different Mishma. I mean, this is the third Mahalach in the Sugya, this would have been the Akturias, the Knas, that we'll have to go to a different Mishmar, if not for the Svaris of the Gemara, that Ketoyes is different than the Korban Tomit. One last, final point, is this Pesikta Zutrosa. He says, in the Pasuk over here, by the Korban Tomit, that if the Koyanim are mazed, and they do not bring any Korban in the morning, then others manoi, botil korbonoi. Says Reb Beryl in his Shuria, agreed, l'chira, of course, if others manoi, if they miss the time of the Tomish Shel Shachar in the morning, it's bottle korbonoi. Of course, there's not going to be no akrov anymore. There's no way of them being makriv the korban. And it seems that this is a shitta mechudeshes in the psikta brought down. Reb Shimon holds that the kohanim mezidim of azmanoi bottle korbonoi. Says Reb Beryl, it would seem from the psikta that the knas b'emes is like the Gemara understood in the Avamina, that of azmanoi of the Tomish Shel Shachar, bottle kolbonoi, even of the Tomei Shel Bein Arba'im, this is also becomes bottle. And L'chir, the Gemara of Yerba'al asked on this tzad, that there's no tzad to say that because there was no akrova in the morning, there should be no akrova afternoon, why should the Mizbeach lose out from the akrova sa Tomei Shel Bein Arba'im? But L'chir, the pashtus of the psikta is, that the Ovaz Manoi of the Korban Tomei Shel Shachar, bottle kolbonoi of the second Tomei Shel Bein Arba'im, like the Havamin of our Gemara. And the Knas is be'emes, not on the Kriyanim, but on the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach itself loses the Tomei Shel Bein Arba'im, and this has a loch of Ovaz Zmanoi Bottle Korbonoi, and Rebel be'emes asks the Chir, why should there be, the Chir is two separate Zmanim, and the Zman of the Tomei Shel Bein Arba'im has not been Ovaz Zmanoi, so why should the Korban be, why should the Mizbeach not have a Krover of a Korban Tomei Shel Bein Arba'im, and Al Gemara and the Bavli, Al Kaponim is Mefurish, that be'emes the Mizbeach has this akrova, and it's only a knas on the Kriyanim. Moving further on to the next Gemara, the Gemara brings down Reb Shimon from the Mishnah, who says that if the Kriyanim were not makte the Ketoyes in the morning, then in afternoon, kulo huso kriva. There used to be makriv everything, the whole shir, like Rashi explains, in the Mishnah, Mem Tetzamad Aleph, the whole shir mone, they used to be makriv in the Ketoyes of Bino Abayim. Even though normally they used to bring pras b'shachis or pras bein arba'im, they used to split the shia into two, and there were two akrovas, if there's no Aktorah in the morning, then they do the Shia Aktorah in the afternoon, is the whole Shia Shalim. This is Shitas Reb Shimon. Now, it doesn't say clearly whether the Rabbonon argue on Reb Shimon, but the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis says clearly that the Rabbonon argue, and he says the Halacha Ke Rabbonon, in both of the Machlekesin they have with Reb Shimon, first of all, there's no Knas by the Tomash Shel Bein Arbayim. Second of all, there's also no Hakrovas Ktures Shiur Sholim in the Ktures of Bein Arbayim, and we have to still be Makriv only Press of Bein Arbayim. And we're not Makriv a Shiur Sholim like Reb Shimon. In the Yad HaChazaka in the Rambam, in Tamidim Umusofim, Peri Gimel Halacha Aleph, it's not clear, the Rambam just says that Yakte Bein Arbayim, even though they miss the Ktures in the morning, they should still be Makte Bein Arbayim. The Rambam doesn't get involved. How much should we be Makriv? The Advaz and the Lech Mishnah, they say the Mashma in the Stima Sloshon of the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't say and doesn't differentiate to say that now we have to be Makriv a Shiur Sholim, is Mashma that the Shiur HaKtorah, the amount, is the same as every day, only a press like Shitas Rabbonon and not like Shitas Reb Shimon. But Be'emes the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Gimel, he brings down Shita of Reb Shimon and he says the Halacha is that you have to be Makriv a Shiur Sholim in the afternoon, Bein Arbayim, if there's no Ktiris in the morning. Maybe he Be'emes holds that the Rabbonon don't argue on Reb Shimon, there's no Machlekes about this point, and therefore he paskins like Reb Shimon that Kulo is a Kriva Bein Arbayim. Now the Kainaria says a very interesting Nekuda over here in this Machlekes, which we said from the Rambam, between Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon, that in the Ikka Mitzvah Asay, in the Tariag Mitzvahs of the Ktiris, there's a very Yisaitis thing of Machlekes, Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Asay Chof Ches, there is a one Mitzvah Asay to be Makti Ktiris every single day. Says the Rambam, the way they used to do the Aktorah was be Makri V'mone, Pras B'Shachris, and a Pras B'na Abayim. But both of these Aktorahs had the Halacha of one Mitzvah Asay, says the Rambam, to be Makti Ktiris Kol Yoim. The Ramban, later on in Shirish Yud Aleph, and at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he argues on the Rambam. And he says, Be'emes, there's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah HaKtoyes B'Shachris, and there's a mitzvah of HaKtoyes K'toyes B'ino Abayim. These are two separate mitzvahs. Says the Keren Ariel, Lecherim Mitzvorah, he would say that this is Gufa the Machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon. Lecherim, one can understand the reason why Reb Shimon should say that if there's no Akrovas K'toyes in the morning of the Peras, then we still have to be Makriv Bein Arbayim, the whole Shiur, is because this is working like the Shita of the Rambam, that the Ktiris is one big mitzvah to be Makti, a Shiur of a Mone every day. Normally, it's divided into two, a Pras B'Shachis and a Pras Bein Arbayim. Says Reb Shimon, therefore, if there's no Ktiris in the morning, we should be Makti, the whole Ktiris Bein Arbayim, because this is the mitzvah, it's one mitzvah to be Makti, a Shiur Mone every day. Mashein Kein, Rabbonon, they all that we do not be Mashlim Nashir, Beino Abayim, and we still only Makriv a Pras. The reason is because they all did two mitzvahs, and Mamela, just because we missed the mitzvah in the morning of a Pras, there's no reason why we should be Mashlim and do a mitzvah of Beino Abayim, of the Pras of Beino Abayim. Says the Kainay Lechir, this will be Mashma, that the Machlekes Rambam and Ramban is Gufa, the Machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbonon. The way we said earlier, that the Rambam, the Halacha, the Advaz and the Lech Mishnah, they say that the Rambam Paskas like the Rabbonon, that we and Bein Arbayim always were only Makriv Repras, this does not work with what we said that the Rambam Shita is, that it's all a mitzvah, the Kainuris Cheshbin is, that if it's all a mitzvah, then in the afternoon we should be Makriv the Shir Sholem, and the Halacha, the Maisa, the Rambam Paskins, even though everything is one mitzvah, he still holds that the Rabbonon hold, we should only be Makriv a Pras Bein Arbayim, because this is the din of how the Aktoris work. There's a Pras B'Shachis and a Pras Bein Arbayim, and we're not Makriv any Hashloma in the afternoon, and we still keep the Pras Bein Arbayim. And not like the Kainuris Cheshbin, this is not does not work Lemaisa with the Psiske Adin in the Shita of the Rambam. But Kaponim, this is that you say this thing of Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, and Be'emes they have the same Machlekes like Abed Tmidim, the Tomid Shal Shachar and the Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim. Do we say there's one mitzvah of Akrovas Tmidim every day, or there's two separate mitzvahs? There's Akrovas Tomid Shal Shachar and another mitzvah of Akrovas Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim. Even though by the Tomid, Tosfos already points out that there's no tzad to go and bring the Akrovas Atomid Beino Abayim to bring also the Tomei Shel Shachar according to Reb Shimon. Only in the amount of the Keturis, then Reb Shimon holds that Kula Chodem Milsi, says Tosfos, and Mamela we have to go and be Mashlim the Shia, the same amount we bring Beino Abayim, the whole Shiur Sholim. Moving further on into the Gemara brings down a Machlokes if the Haktoras Keturis V'chinuch was the Keturis of Shachar, or Keturis Shel Beino Abayim, and says Abaye, Mistabri K'mad Oma B'Keturis Hasami Shel Beino Abayim, because it says, Babuiker, Babuiker, Beitivo Yesaniris Yaktireno, and it's compared to the menorah, and he laughed over the Adloka Me'urta, if there was no Adloka done at night, then Atova B'Tzafri Me'hecha, there's no Atova in the morning, to go and clean out the Neiris in the morning. Memela is poshed that the menorah, the Chinuch, and the Maitz Adloka was done by night, and therefore, so too the Keturis is compared to the menorah, like Rashi explains, this is also going to be by the Keturis of Beino Abayim. Now from this Gemara, the Rashba in Tshuva Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Tes, later on also in Simen Shin Tes, he asks, on the Shitta of the Rambam, the very famous Shitta of the Rambam, in Tmidim U'Mesofim, Peir Gimel Aloch Yud Beis, as we know the Pashtus is, most Rishonim say, that the Adlokas HaMenorah was only once a day by night. There used to be Madlik the Menorah, they used to turn the Menorah on at night. And in the morning, when it says in the Pasuk, Behitivoy es haneiros, it means that they used to clean out, they used to take away the Moisa HaShemen, the leftover Shemen, and they used to change the Psilois. This is the mitzvah of Hatova, and the mitzvah of Adloka was only at night. This is Rashi, says by us, Rabbeinu Gershom, Rashi in many places, in Peches Amid Beis, in Zvochim Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, so to Rashi Al HaTorah, Shmois Lamed Pasuk Zayin, the Chinuch, Mitzvah Tzadik Ches, and the Rashba in Tshuva is Marich, that this is the Iker Pshat, that the Adloka was at night, and the Atova, the cleaning of the Neiris, was in the morning. But the Rambam Shitta is, that there's a mitzvah to be madlik the menorah, to turn the menorah on, bein bo erev, and bein ba boike, in the morning also there's a mitzvah of Adlokas HaNeiris. They used to do a Adloka in the morning, and the Rambam explains, Hadlokoson, Zui Hatovoson, when the Pasuk says Beitivoi, says the Rambam, Hadlokoson, Zui Atovoson, this is a kiyum of the Atova, and used to do Adloka in the morning. Asks the Rashbon Rambam, that Lechir al Gemara is a steer to the shit of the Rambam, because the Gemara here says that the Menorah had a chinuch of the Adloka, Beino Arbaim, because since there was Atova in the morning, if there was no Adloka at night, how could there be Atova in the morning? Says the Rashbon, according to the Rambam, who holds that the word Atova also is a Adloka, then maybe Be'emes there was a Adloka in the morning. And there's no Echocha, there's no reason to say that the Pasuk Be'etivo Yes Aneiros is referring to the Atova, the cleaning out, after the Adloka of the evening. And therefore, there's no Raya at all that the Menorah was had a Chinuch through the Adloka of the Beino Abayim. Maybe the Adloka of the Boike of the morning, this was the Chinuch. Says the Rashba L'chir from Al Gemara is mefurish that the word Hatova means the cleaning out and not the Maisa Adloka. But the Biskarov explains over here, which is Be'emes like Reb Chaim says already in his Sefer and Bias Mikdosh, Perik Tes Halacha Zayin, that L'chir even according to the Rambam, he does not mean to say that the words Behitivoy in the Pasuk means Hadlokas Aneiris. We definitely find the parasha of Avoidas Hatova. Rambam also agrees that there's such an idea of Atova, the cleaning of the Neiris, the Moisa HaShemen, and the changing of the Psilois. This is a Maisa Atova, which has different halachas than the Maisa Adloka. The Rambam just holds, like Reb Chaim explains in the Sefer, that the Adloka is also a kiyum mitzvah of the Maisa Atova, since the Maisa Adloka explains Reb Chaim, the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, of Adlokas HaNeiris and the Menorah, is not on the Maisa Adloka, is not an actual turning on, but it's on the fact that the Neiris are doilkin, the Neiris are being lit in the Beit HaMikdosh, this is the mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam holds this is also a mitzvah of Atova, it's a kiyum of the Atova. But the Rambam also agrees that Behitiva of the Pasuk means Hatova HaNeiris, and therefore this is the Ichocha of the Gemara, that the Chinuch of the Menorah was from the Adloka of the Beino Abayim, and not from the Adloka in the morning, because you see that there was a Hatova, a cleaning out, which even the Rambam agrees, this is the Pirush, this is the translation of the word Hatova, but the Rambam holds that the Adloka itself is also a kium of the Hatova, but not that this is the Maisa Hatova of the Pasuk. This is how the Biskirov explains the Shitta of the Rambam. But Al Koponim will come out in Pshat in the Gemara. There's a difference between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. According to the Rambam, the Gemara is Gufa discussing which Hadloka is the Chinuch. Is the Chinuch from the Hadloka of Beino Abayim? Or is the Hadloka of the morning the one which is Mechanech Lemizbeach? And on that, the Gemara brings a Raya from Behitivoi that it's referring to the Hadloka of Beino Abayim. Mashenkin, according to the other Rishonim, there's no need to go being Rayas, because of course there's only one Hadloka, and that Hadloka is the one which is the Chinuch, the Hadloka of Beino Abayim. There's no Hadloka at all in the morning, and therefore there's no Nidin, there's no Shaila, what the Hadloka of the Menorah, which Hadloka is Mechanech, and the Gemara only brings this down to teach us the Halacha about the Keturis. And this is the Emes, the Pashtus of the next Gemara, that by the Menorah there's no Shaila at all. We know that the Hadloka is Menorah at night. This is the Hadloka, which is Mechanech the Menorah, like Rashi says. It does not need to say at all Beino Abayim, which is Bemis Akasha on the Rambam from the next Gemara. L'chiria, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that there's only Hadloka of Beino Abayim. Al Kaponi said, you say this thing in Machlekes, if the Hadloka as HaMenorah in Ebis HaMikdosh was twice a day like the Rambam Shitta, or was only once Beino Abayim, like most of the Rishonim. Moving further on now to the next Sugya, in the Mishnah and Amud Beis, in the sugya of Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Ma'alech of Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol used to bring a korban mincha every single day, a Yisor in Sholem. I'll make a little akdom over here in the Mishnah. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vov that even though we mentioned earlier Machlokes, the Yisodei Sugya Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, that there are two Aktores of Keturis every single day, so too there are two Akrovas HaTomid every day, Baboike and Beino Abayim. So then the Machlokes, the Rambam holds that everything is one mitzvah, and the Ramban says that the two mitzvahs is a din of Shachar in Boike in the morning, and another din in the afternoon of the Keturis and the Tomid. These are two separate mitzvahs. Says the Chinuch, that even though by the Chavitin also we find that the Kohen Gadol used to make two Aktores, with the Tomid Shal Shachar used to be Maktir, half of the Isorin, so too, with the Tomid Shal Beino Abayim used to be Makti, as if the other half. Memeila, L'chiria, just like we find by the Tomid, the Ramban holds the two separate mitzvahs, so too by the Chavitin. But says the Chinuch is not true. Over here, even the Ramban agrees that everything is one mitzvah of Akrovas Chavitin B'chol Yoim. And the reason is, because the Gemara explains, that we're going to see in the Sugyas, that there's a halacha, it says Mefurish in the Pasuk, Machatziso baboiker umachatziso boerev. The Gemara says there's a halacha that we have to split up the aktorah of this Isorin Sholim into two and be makte half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And the Mela, this is mafurish in the Pasuk, the way the Pasuk says that it's Behemoth half of a Kolman Sholim. Memela, the mitzvah is a mitzvah Sholim of a one aktorah of a Chavitin, and says the Chinuch that we hear even the Ramban is Moida, that the mitzvah is one mitzvah, and it's only split into two Maisa Aktores in the morning and afternoon. And even earlier on in Menachos, in the first Perek, we have over there on Machlokes, or Yisoides in Machlokes, between Rabbi Yochanan and Eblozo, in the Gemara in Chesamed Aleph, and Shittas Eblozo is over there, that the Ktoria, the Chavitin, is Kdoish al Achatzoin, the Kohen Gadol can be Mekadesh, only a Chatzi Yisorin, he can go and be Mekadesh half a Yisorin, just like his makriv mitoich shekriv olachatzoyin, so too he can be mekadesh lachatzoyin. Says the Gemara earlier in Daf Chesamed Aleph that even Eblozer agrees that has to be a avor mibesoy. He has to bring from his house a isorin sholem. He has to go lechatchila and bring a isorin, and only afterwards split it up into two, and he can take a be mekadesh half at a time. But al koponim the avor mibesoy, which passes means the kedushas domim, that he's Mekadish, a Kedushas Domim, this has to be Yisorin Sholem, because there's a Mefurish Pasuk, that has to be Machatziso, has to be half from Yisorin Sholem, and Mamela, according to everyone, there is a din of Machatziso, which this tells us, that the Akrova and the Mitzvah, is of the Chavitin, of a Kovin Sholem, and this is the Mitzvah, only takes place, the Akrova is in two halves, and the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Eblozo, what about the Kedusha, if it could be Niskadish, in two. But Al Koponim, the mitzvah is definitely one mitzvah, like the Chinuch says.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.